Blog Talk Radio.
I will love.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. This is Faith on the Line with Prophet Faith. I am Prophet Stacy, and I would like to thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. The song that just played was "New to Me" by I Am They. Once again, thank you, everybody. We appreciate it. Prolificify Your Ministry is honored to present to you tonight. Faith on the Line with Prophet Faith. She's back, and she's ready. So the next voice you hear will be that of Prophet Faith. But before I go to her, let me tell you how this works. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you still have time to call in for prayer. Just call 347-426-3782. Again, it's 347-426-3782. And you can still call in for prayer. Now, with that being said, the next voice you will hear will be that of Prophet Faith. Prophet Faith, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back on Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for my friend, Prophet Stacy, filling in for me. The enemy came, but he had to go. And I thank and praise God for all that he is and all that he will forever be. Thank and praise God for being so good. Thank and praise God for all of you all that's on Periscope. Thank and praise God for you all that's on the phone line. I want to thank and praise God for y'all on tonight. I do. I want to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line. I thank and praise God for Faith on the Line because faith is who I am. Faith is who all I have to live for. Faith is my life. Faith, and the Word of God tells us in Hebrews 11 and 1, for faith is the substance for things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God for faith. And I thank and praise God for another passage of scripture say, we walk by faith, not by sight. Even though you don't even see it, still trust and believe that God is going to do it. And I'm a living witness that God is a faithful God. God is a miracle God. God is a financial God. God will come in like a flood when the enemy tried to stick his head up. God is a faithful walking God. And I want to thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God how God just truly blessed us throughout the weeks and throughout today. And I pray your day went well. I thank and praise God. I want to encourage you all to continue to trust in God no matter what. I don't care how big, how hard the situation gets. I don't even care what the doctors say or what it may look like or even what it may feel like. Let us trust God in everything that we do because we need God whether we know it or not. I had some trying times on last week. I had some trying time, and I thank and praise God that God stepped in like he said he would do. The Word of God say he will take care of his children. And if you belong to God, God belongs to you. And he will step in just when you need him the most. Let's trust God, y'all. I thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy, almighty woman of God. She's a woman after God's heart. I thank and praise God for her. Even though I was going through things with my mom, the Lord was able me to have faith and to just trust him to do all that I can do. Just believe him. You have to stand on the word. I always say a saying, to love God, to know God is to love him. To love him is to know him. And I trust God in everything that I do. Because if I had not known him, if I had not known God, if I even had not even studied his word, if I was not even saved, I would be lost, didn't know which way to turn. But I thank and praise God that I'm his vessel. I thank and praise God that he blessed me. And God brought me through everything, and I thank and praise God. God is a miracle-working God, you all. And I want you all to know, I want to give you all a quick announcement before I pray. Let us join in on Monday night. Join my sister on Philippifying, who bring an awesome, who bring a powerful word of God. And I want you all to know, the word don't just, she don't just come in and just bring the word. She lived the word. She don't just talk God. She lived God. And I'm a living witness. Been friends with her over, I want to say over 14 years. God has truly blessed the woman of God in ministry. God has truly blessed her to pray for you, to minister to you. And if you even need someone to counsel you, God even truly bless her. So on Monday night, let's join in on Philippifying on Monday night. Join my sister. And if she's watching by Periscope, she'll be able to put it up on the stream. And even join her. Let's join her 5 minutes of focus. How God just blessed her on her 5 minutes of focus. And God give her wonderful nuggets to throw out there. And I thank and praise God for that. And you all, we have to be on time with the word of God. And prayer, if you need prayer anytime, day, night, she's there. She give you her information. She's there. I want to thank and praise God for it all. Some of you all may be new to Faith on the Line. Faith on the Line is just a ministry that we pray. We don't only just pray. We believe God. We trust him to work things out for us. And that's what God do. That's all God wants us to do. It's just a little grain of mustard seed. Just a little bit. See, just that little old tiny mustard seed. That's what God wants us to have. So, just trust God no matter what you're going through. I don't care what problem you have, it's not so big that he cannot handle. And I thank and praise God for it. And as I get ready to pray, I also want you all to know that God has truly been blessed. God has truly been working miracles. God is a miracle working God. No matter what the enemy, no matter what they throw at you, God is a miracle working God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Jehovah. I thank you, Lord of Lords. I thank you, my King of Kings. I thank you, God. I thank you for being the beginning and the end. I thank you, Father God, for being the first and the last in my life. I thank you, Father God, for even, Lord, being with Faith on the Line on tonight. All of those that tune in on Periscope, all of those that tuned in on the phone line, God, I thank you on tonight for them, God. Lord, they could be elsewhere, God, but you allow them to tune in on Faith on the Line. God, I thank you for every part of Faith on the Line. I thank you, God, for my brother, God. Father, I thank you even now, God, for what you are doing in Lord right now. I thank you, Father God, for this day. First of all, God, I want you to forgive us, God, for the sin that we committed or omitted today was not of you. Father God, I thank you, God, for everything that's going on around us. God, you shield us and you protect us. And you, Lord God, you cover us, God, from them all, God. And Lord, I thank you, God, how you just step in like a flood, God, when the enemy tried to come in, God. You allow us, God, to be there, God. You allow your angels to wrap and encamp about us. Father God, I ask you even on today that you would touch, Lord, whatever situation, God, that we are going through with. Lord, some dealing with sickness in their body. Some dealing with, Lord God, family problem, God. Some deal with marital problem, God. Some may be dealing with financial difficulties. Some may be dealing with suicidal thought, God. We decree and declare that those thoughts be gone. Some decree, Lord God, is dealing with, Lord God, that on their job, God. Some are dealing with, Lord God, how they're going to pay their mortgage note. Some are dealing with, God, Lord God, how they're going to get a job, God. We decree and declare over their life right now, God. some dealing with family issue, God. Some dealing with, God, what the doctor have told them, God. But, Lord, your word say we are already healed. When you went to the cross, God, Lord, you shed, Lord, those pains, and you shed the stripes, God. The stripes was the healing for our body, God. Every broken bone, God. For every brokenness that we have today, God. For every pain, God. Lord God, you healed us, God, from those things. From every tear that we cry, God, you wipe the tears away, God. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you, God. Then we know that you're going to step in, Lord God. We ask you to touch that situation right now. That healing, God, for your word say, God, that, Lord God, in Psalms 103:3, Lord, your word say you heal all diseases. So we decree tonight, we declaring on tonight that every situation, whatever situation you are dealing with in your body, in your heart, in your legs, from lungs all the way to your ears, Lord God, we decree and declare healing is already taking place. We bind that cancer right now. We bind AIDS right now. We bind heart failure right now. We bind sugar diabetes right now. We bind lupus right now. We bind, Lord God, tuberculosis right now. We bind that kidney disease, that heart disease. We bind that hip replacement right now. We cancel out every thought that the enemy is bringing before us. Because, Lord, your words say those are the enemy thoughts. They're not your thoughts. Your words say whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loosed on earth, God, shall be loosened in heaven. Father God, I even decree and declare that their finance will come to them, God, that you will open up a door of heaven, God, and pour them out blessing, God, that they will not have room enough to receive, God. Lord, someone strayed away from you, God. We decree and declare right now that they will come back to you like the prodigal son did. And you welcome them back home, God. Do it right now for them. Set them free right now, God. And, Lord, bring them back home, God. Lord, we even ask you to look on that one that don't know you, God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you will bring, Lord God, that you will bring them to you. Touch their heart, their soul, their mind. Lord, even some may be in a lullaby situation, God. Lord, we decree and declare that they will come out of that lullaby situation. Because, Lord God, you love them. Lord, you love them, God. And, Lord God, you just waiting on them. But, Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God. Lord God, to harden not our heart, God. Lord, help them not to harden their heart against you. Lord, touch everyone, every marital problem, every family problem, every confusion in the marriage against that wife, that husband. Lord, we bind it right now. Maybe they got a drinking problem or a drug problem or alcohol. Lord God, even, Lord God, a woman problem or a man problem. Lord, we decree and declare we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you because I know you're worthy. God, look upon our nation, God. Lord, yesterday was a national prayer day. But every day is a prayer day, Lord, up in this house. Every day we ought to pray, God, because your word says man ought to always pray, God. We ought to pray, Lord God, like never before. Touch us, God. Lord, heal us. Deliver us, Lord, and set us free even now. Touch them on Paris. Touch them on the phone line. Do it right now, God. Lord, I thank you because you're so worthy. Lord, and I know that you're able. Touch everyone that's dealing with situations. Touch them right now. Everyone that needs you, God, maybe somebody dealing with a suicidal spirit, maybe someone dealing with, God, Lord, peer pressure, oppression, God. Lord, touch their mind. Lord, even look upon Alzheimer's, God. Lord, even look upon, Lord God, look upon, Lord, short-time remembrance, God. Touch it right now. We bind, Lord God, somebody may have a stroke, and the doctor said it would never be the same, but we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I'll forever give your name the praise on tonight. Lord, watch over someone loved on tonight. Lord God, watch over them, God. Whatever they may be out there doing, whatever they may be at God, whatever club or whatever, Lord God, they're hanging out on the street, shield them and protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I forever give your name the honor and the glory and the praise. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I pray. Touch right now. Maybe someone in a church and they're not happy. They're not pleased with what's going on. Lord, I decree and declare over their mind that they will love you like never before. And God, that you will give them a heart desire, and that you will direct them, and that you will show them which way to go. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen and amen, and thank you, Lord. Prophet Stacy, I turn it over to you to see if we have any on the phone line that maybe want prayer.
There's anybody on the phone line desiring prayer, just press 1 on your phone, and we will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Press 1 on your phone if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, Design Prayer. Press 1.
Excuse me.
Pop this page. Looks like there are no live prayer requests tonight, so you can close out. You're doing good.
Thank you, Prophet Stacy. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I do. And I want to let you all know that God has truly been working miracles. I want to share a brief testimony. It's going to be short. The enemy stepped in with my mom. My mom, all of her life that I knew of, she has been eating healthy. She's been a healthy woman. She's never, she haven't been to the doctor for like, I want to say that I can recall about 3 or 4 years. And we start seeing signs of shakiness, and we start seeing signs of she was forgetting everything. She wasn't remembering a lot of stuff. And we start seeing signs of, I thought that maybe she was in early dementia. We didn't know what to think. We didn't know what was going on. It was hard getting her to go to the doctor. So finally, the Lord touched her and began to go to the doctor. The doctor began to have her to go for an MRI. And end up in the MRI, she suffered a stroke. And it wasn't a bad stroke, it was a light stroke. And she only didn't just have one, she had more than one. She had like maybe a few, I'm going to say like the way they was talking, she had stroke of one behind the other one. And she had previous stroke before she had the one just recently just happened. But God, she lost memory loss. And she lost, and the doctor was saying that she may come back this way, but she may not get all of it. Her memory may not always come back. But we begin to pray, and we begin to believe God, me and Prophet Stacy and the others that I had prayer was that I had prayed. So she gets out the hospital. So we've been had to go places with her and do this and do this and make sure everything is all right. And the doctor said once her blood pressure gets stable, her everything will go back to normal. But she still have a little issue. But God has really tremendously blessed. My mom done come back this way. The memory loss that she had, I really can't recall if she forgot a lot of things, but she was. The Lord began to bring back things to her. He began to bring things back to her remembrance. And he began to show up in the situation where the doctor was saying. So she's gradually coming back this way. And visit her today. She was doing good, well to be expected. So I want to let you all know God is a miracle working God. I don't care what the doctor said, and I don't even care whatever the enemy speaks. It we're not going to believe it. I'm speaking 100% that her mind and everything will be like it used to be, even better. So I want to let you all know that there is a God, and God is working miracles every day, every day. And this is why I trust God, and I have faith, and I believe him, because never fail me. So I want you all to know, don't take your eyes off of God. Don't stop reading. Don't stop believing. Don't stop trusting God. God is all you have. And if you don't know him, get to know him. I promise you, he won't fail you. When you need him, he's there. When you're in pain, he'll heal you. When you're sick, he'll make you better. When you don't have money, he'll provide for you. Whenever you're broken, he'll mend your broken heart. God will bring these things back to you. So I want you all to stay encouraged. Be blessed. Don't let the enemy come in and destroy the faith that God, the walk that you have with God. And I want you all to know, tune in with my sister on Monday night. Tune in back here on Fridays. Tune in on her 5 minutes of focus. Go on her website. Go on Prophetess Prolific Fire page, website page. Go on the Facebook page. Go on there. We're connected together. This is a ministry that love and pray. We love people and we pray for people. And we also thank God that God will work miracles for you. So until next Friday, I'll see you back here again. Same time, same place. And if God say the same, I hope to see you back again. So God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Until next time, in Jesus' name, have a wonderful weekend. Bless you all.